Hey everybody, it's Laura Molitor here, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist and host of your weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. Thanks for joining me. You can find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. So the title of this program is Grasping versus Grace. It was just another one of those little thoughts that popped into my head and said, hey, let's ponder this more and see how it can move us forward in discovering and living our life purpose. And living that purpose with a sense of peace and joy as well. That's so important. Well, in life, when we're seeking a goal or even in our relationships, we might find that there's a lot of grasping going on. We're doing our best to seize upon and hold to what seems like our best options or most desired situations or conclusions. This grasping can be very clear and controlled and precise, or it can, on the other hand, be that grasping at the air, maybe with some hope of landing upon something, or maybe even more simply just grasping with desperation. We might be grasping for that life preserver, that person or situation or answer that will shed a light on things and open a way for us or save us from something or from ourselves or from what we may believe are our own flaws or fate or ignorance or fear. Grasping requires human strain and effort. It's an activity that means we're in pursuit, either mentally and sometimes physically, we're in pursuit of something. It's grabbing and stretching, sometimes selfishly and willfully, sometimes, just as I said, kind of flailing about in hopes that we hit something or someone that brings us a better day in a better way. Frankly, it is exhausting. It's exertion. It's reaching out to get something. It comes from need and want, and it often includes that mental wrestling with whether we really deserve what we're going for, or our doubts that we can have it, or maybe on the other hand, an egotistical sense that we can and must have something that we don't have at all costs, maybe without regard to others or to what's really right. The other day I was doing some journaling and poetry writing, and the image of the Venus de Milo came to mind. I had this picture of that beautiful Greek statue, which I've had the privilege of seeing in person at the Louvre in Paris. The woman depicted is the goddess Aphrodite, actually, and she's beautiful. The statue appears strong and confident, feminine yet in control. And she's been admired for her history and for her loveliness. And yet the Venus de Milo is without arms. From my understanding, there's still a mystery surrounding where those arms of the statue have gone. But the point that came to my little thought at the time I was thinking about this was that while there are no arms of hers to stretch or to strain, to grab or hold, or even to be ready to hug or to embrace, she is a figure adored. It made me think about allowing ourselves, myself, to be on the receiving end of love, respect, goodness, appreciation, without the sense of having to get it, prove it, reach for it, be the giver. Maybe this image, maybe it's a stretch, pardon the pun, maybe it's a stretch for you, but at the time it made me think a little bit about how much straining I do to get or even to give, as I said. How often do I allow myself to receive freely and without arguing all the reasons why not or apologizing? Or why not now, or why not in this way, without those arguments, when do I just allow myself to receive? And that leads me to grace. One definition of grace is this one: the freely given, unmerited favor and love of God. The influence or spirit of God operating in humans to regenerate, or strengthen them. Grace is not something we have to earn or reach out for. It is God's love and favor, is outpouring of guidance, inspiration, affection, comfort, coming right at us, right where we are humanly, to strengthen and regenerate us. Grace is God's action, divine love's action, and God is infinite. He's always active. So where is grace? It simply has to be right where we are. We can put our arms down. We can stop thinking in terms of need and accept grace as the action that's going on. We can allow grace to appear in our lives when we're willing to receive it. Grace is the opening of human footsteps, supply, kindness out of the blue. I'm sure we've all experienced this. It may be how things do appear, but even more so, grace is the influx of divine consciousness, the thoughts of God that remind us what we already have and who we already are and why we're safe, cared for, worthy, wonderful, complete, and whole, and ready. Grace is that vision of the Venus de Milo, armless and lovely, that reminded me not to seek love and validation, seek an answer, seek a goal, seek understanding, but to be still and let myself be loved. It was grace that said, receive my love, God's love, and the loving life that is at hand for me, for you, just because of who you are, not because of what you're doing or what you've done. Some of us say grace before we eat. So what is that grace? Well, it's gratitude. And what's gratitude? It's a conscious awareness of what we have and of where it comes from. So grace and gratitude are really highly aligned as we accept the presence and fullness of good, of life, of God, of love, as we gratefully open our thought and hearts to what we have, which is even more than our physical eyes and ears can report. Grace comes in right to us to reveal even more, to uplift, to regenerate, because we've lifted ourselves out of a limited way of thinking, limited expectations, to a more expansive way of receiving. We've gotten away from that self that's in charge, is rushing about, is a victim, or is in control for good or for bad, and we've entered into that place of stillness that I love to talk about, that readiness to behold what God has for us, which is bigger than self, and yet individually right, because the divine wisdom is precise in her love. So when you feel tired out by grasping and still feeling maybe that you've fallen short of getting what you want or are clinging to something for dear life, as if without it you might die, just put your arms down. Let down your guard and let those graceful angels come in and surprise you with their loving kindness, not because you earned it through striving, but because you have it by being. Hope that's helpful. I would certainly love to hear from you if you want to talk more about this, or if you have any other questions or want to talk more about your divine purpose, or you just want some spiritual guidance along the way in whatever you're doing. I believe in you and God adores you. I know that I'm right about that. You can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com or comment or message me on Facebook or on my podcast pages if you're listening there, or go to beingfreenow.com to read more about me and my services. Thanks for listening. See you next week.